Blog Talk Radio.
Cloudy skies and rain clouds have come to stay. Windy nights and sad sights won't go away.
La, 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 la.
But I wanna be without a care. Unicorns and butterflies everywhere.
Temple, how are you?
I am wonderful. You know, can't complain too much.
Man, first of all, are you ready for August the 16th?
Oh, beyond. I'm beyond ready.
I know that's right. Yeah. Ladies, this is Temple. If you have not heard of Temple, you're going to know who Temple is tonight. And if you haven't heard of her, if you ever heard of her, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what's wrong with you. I'm going to keep it real with you because this man, this woman right here is phenomenal. One, I'm going to tell you, she's my favorite rapper out there. And now, we're not even going to say the LGBT community. We're going to say my favorite rapper out there because she humble. She keep it real. Everything she spit is dope. And y'all don't get a chance to listen to her tonight. But Temple.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Where are you calling from? Let everybody know exactly where you're from.
Jaw City.
Is that Jaw. Where you like originally?
Huh?
Is that where you're from originally?
Oh, yeah. Born and raised.
Okay. So I want you to tell everybody a little bit about Temple. What, you know, who is Temple and who is Temple outside of Temple?
Who? What? You want my government?
No, you don't got to give your government. We all want to do a protection.
Temple is just, you know, I'm not even going to say I'm an artist because I don't want to, you know, that to be my identity. And I'm just, you know, the average cat. You know, I'm just trying to live. That's how I do music on the side. It's one of my hustles. It's a passion for me, though, but. I've just been doing this whole music thing since I was 9 and just trying to, you know, be heard. You know what I'm saying? I don't really care about the whole label thing. I just, you know, just want to do what I love to do.
Okay. I got a few questions for you because the women got questions for you because I definitely want to get them in the mix. But where did the name Temple come from?
You want the truth or a lie?
Both. Keep it 100.
I used to have, when I was younger, I used to be out of control. You know, that's something I'm not trying to bring, you know what I'm saying, to my future, my present, you know, into the now. So I just kind of, instead of me saying Temple stands for, you know, I used to be a damn fool. When I was younger, I just say, you know, because I'm mean on the beach. So the being mean on the beach is a lie. The truth is I used to have a bad time.
Hey, look, this is what I told y'all. She real. This is it. So, keep it 100. I like that, though. I definitely, you know, it's good that, because some people have, like, the name, like, Booty Muncher 100. I'm like, hold on, where you get your name from, man? I can't even tell you. You know what I'm saying? You know, but for real.
Booty Muncher.
Yeah, man, they be having some crazy names, man. I'm going to keep it real with you, man. But I like your name, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't know. I was going to ask you last year, right? But I was going to ask you this year.
That's why I'm going to Bojangles ready when I get there, man. I want Bojangles. As soon as I get to Virginia, first stop needs to be Bojangles.
First, look who I already know. You already know we're going to take you to Bojangles, man. You already know. Mm-hmm. They got the car. I don't know. Poison them. They ready for you, man. We were just talking about Bojangles today. Eating fish at the park. We were like, man, look, we're going to get this girl some Bojangles. I'm keeping
man,
it real. We were just
I
talking about you. We were just talking about you today. Look, they want to talk to you. They don't allow to. They going to hit you
yeah,
up.
Y'all put me on, man.
Nah, we're going to, look, it's this other spot we went to today, right? If you're in Richmond, you already know about it. But the Croker spot, right? You like fish? You like fried fish and stuff like
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to tell you, man, we're going to take you there, too. You're going to have Bojangles for breakfast. And you're going to have the Croker spot for dinner, man. I'm trying to tell you, man, you got to check them out.
I'm with it.
Yeah, you know, we like to eat. We was crushing, man. We was crushing over that car. Look. Tell us about these buzz balls, man. I be saying, you got me over here like, what is a buzz ball? You know what I'm saying? What is that?
they like little cocktails in a ball. What they take is, it's made of like, you got some that's rum, some mixed in with vodka, and some is like a tequila, but they make it out of real fruit. Like, it's not just regular juice and shit.
Yeah.
But you don't have, yeah.
I wonder why we don't have buzz balls.
They get you in.
Like, that's crazy.
They get you in. You don't know. Did you put in your zip code? You got to go to their site, put in your zip code, and then they let you know if they ain't here.
Oh, I'm about to travel for them buzz balls. You say put in the buzzball.com or something like that.
Buzzball.com.
I'm going to hit them up. I'm on it right now. I'm about to go. I need them. Like, I don't know. Like, everybody got them. Like, I'm like, oh.
Forewarning, dude. I call it the true juice. That's my true juice part two. You're going to start keeping it real, man. You drink one of them, motherfucker, to tell you. You're going to be lit.
Oh, man. That's what I need, though. You know, I like to get right. You know what I'm saying? I like especially the fruit drinks. You know what I'm saying? I can drink about three or four.
Mm-hmm.
Can I drink three or four? Do I need this too?
The first one's going to have you questioning yourself. Should you drink another one?
I don't know. You
living,
man.
You might be stronger than me. I don't know.
Man, I don't know. I might need about five of them for real. Like, if it tastes that good with some fruit in them, man, I need some of that. That sounds like that might be right.
Yeah.
Exactly, man.
Right, though.
So tell me, who are some of your inspiration? Like, who inspired you to do music?
Shit, my wife said. The environment I grew up in. Music was my escape from everything
right.
We was going through. You know, saying like I'm a loner. You know, communicate. I don't know how to communicate with people that well. You know, what I'm saying, but when it comes to writing, that's what I was good at. You know, what I'm saying, it was
right.
Like my voice. You know what I mean? My form of communication at the time.
Okay. Like that. If you had to describe your music to a public audience, how would you do so? To somebody who hasn't heard from you, you know, haven't heard any of your music before.
Man, edge. Edgy. You know what I mean? I take risks, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to my music, you know, how society is, and they just try to pretty much just count us out, you know what I'm saying, like our way of living. So I speak on my thoughts, like it's like if you taking a journey through my mind, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, whether people love it or not, I do what I want to do, you know, so I'm the boss of my own shit. So I just stay edgy.
Okay. If you had to think back to that one song, because, you know, we all got that one song that turned us on to music. If you had to think about that one song that just say, hey, I could do that. What would be your all-time favorite
all
song out of all the songs out there?
All the Tupac songs.
I figured you were going to say Tupac.
Yeah, I said no. I'm like I can't even tell you how many decades of music I'm into right now. You know what I'm saying? So me trying to figure out, pick that one song, hell, not going to happen.
But I'm glad you picked Tupac. That's my man, man. Sure.
Yeah,
you do got like a little Tupac feel, though. Keep it, man, I don't know. You do got a little Tupac thing going on. For real. We got that little, I'm going to kill you type Jay. Like, get out of my face. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to hit that girl. Like, my favorite song, for real. What's the remix you did?
I Look at that nigga.
Yeah. That one, and hold on. Don't tip. See, y'all don't care. But I know you're probably like, for real, Casey? I played in my car. Is the one with you and the dude?
I got a couple.
I don't know his name.
Dude.
Hold on. While I get this next question, I'm going to tell you the name of the song I'm talking about. If you had to describe your music in 3 to 4 words, what would you call it? But to go on my music.
Huh?
If you had to describe your music in about 2 or 3 words, how would you describe it?
2 or 3 words. I don't know, nigga. See, no, I can't answer that.
Come on,
I'm
kicking
off Leo season, man. I've been drinking. I'm kicking off my birthday already, man. Yo. That's great.
They're probably tripping off us, though.
I've been drinking, man. I do like that.
Off my dick.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. So,
hey,
are you single?
My guy Sinatra.
Yeah, Sinatra. That's his name. He went in, man.
Yeah.
Talking about the male groupies. I was like, get it? I play it every day, too. Like, for real, man. We be rolling to that thing, boy. I ain't lying. That's some real, babe. I'm going to let him hear that, too. I'm going to go and get that. They need to hear that song right there. This is what we going to do. Temple, you have 1,000,001 people on here waiting on you.
Okay.
Before I let them talk to you,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to play your music so they can hear you. So those people that do not know who you are can get to know who you are and listen to your music and see why I like you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. Temple's room. Temple, listen, everybody.
Trust me, even bad bitches be thirsty, and I just took up mixology. I pray to God that I change one day. Maybe I'll change one day, but until then, I forgave myself for my past, present, and future mistakes. Having money and hoes seem typical, but fuck it, that's what this nigga do. Who am I to change God's plan for me? Then I seem ungrateful. Do my thoughts make me unfaithful? Or do it mean that I'm highly capable of the bullshit that goes through my head? Fuck it, just shut that door and take your motherfucking clothes off. Take your motherfucking clothes off. Girl, you should tell me a text. My behavior's not at its best. My man tend to want to 3 places. Music, money, and sex. Love eating pussy, love my pussy. Hey, penetrate that hoe better than MJ. Sometimes I just want to show off and make these pretty bitches make an ugly face. Let's drown up in this liquor. I need this liquor to bring out this other side of me that's not present in a perfect picture. Do my thoughts make me unfaithful? Or do it mean that I'm highly capable? Or the bullshit that goes through my head? Fuck it, just shut that door and take your motherfucking clothes off. Take your motherfucking clothes off. Girl, you the temple. The most faithful one faithful. Highly liked and highly hated. These hoes be all in my clique. I'm generous enough to let them taste it. My relationship status, they take it. And trust me, I take care of her. Give her everything that she want and need. And one day, I'm gonna marry her. But right now, I'm protecting her from me. Her best friend and her worst enemy. A girl with many faces she'll never see. And my thoughts make me unfaithful. Motherfucking clothes off. Take your motherfucking clothes off. Girl, you the temple mighty flow. But I'm with all. But you will sit and judge me as if you're not at all. That's what y'all do, right? My action is how you judge me. But if you get in my thoughts, you'll say my personality's ugly. I wanna get these demons out, but it's a little part of me that loves it. I walk around this motherfucker like I'm the greatest friend, the greatest lover. my motherfucking clothes off. Fuck it, we in Tupper's room.
All right, ladies, you heard Temper's room. Before we get into the callers, definitely if you're online, dial into 646-200-4444. Can't get through there, dial 646-716-6977. Temper, what inspired you to do that song? What's that song about?
I put it on my new project, my cocaine project, and I wanted to be just a little bit more open, you know what I'm saying, like as far as my thoughts and just my way of thinking. So, you know what I'm saying? That was just me getting naked. You know what I'm saying? That was the beginning of me getting naked. You know what I'm saying? Like, welcome to my room, my thoughts, you know what I'm saying? Shit that goes on in my head.
Okay. Definitely dope. I like that track. Definitely. Is there anything you want to ask KC or ask before we get into these callers?
Yeah, man. You want to have my Bojangles ready?
Man, you already know, man. What you want? You want the wing box that we had?
I don't know. I got to, you know, I just kick my zip out.
Man, I'm just going to get you a bucket. I'm going to get you a 24-piece. I'm going to get you a 24-piece. And you can pick what you want. You want, girl.
I'll wait.
You want some sweet tea? That sweet tea was bomb.
Yeah, there was.
I'm going to get you some sweet tea. And you want some Bojangle rounds. You know, they're like little potatoes with some type of sauce, and I don't know. Them things are off the chain. I don't know what's going on inside, but. Or you want some fries or some spring beans, some baked beans.
I want it all.
We're going to try everything. We're going to find us a Bojangles buffet. We're going to have to find us a Bojangles. Man, KFC got a buffet. I know Bojangles got one. You know what I'm saying? KFC got a buffet there, but that's crazy.
I don't know.
I'm a fatty fight. Definitely. So, ladies, press the number one. Talk to Temple. Area code 216-513-TALK.
Hi, my name is Alyssa from Cleveland, Ohio.
How you doing?
I wanted to ask you, your phone spit in the rain and bust me down was like, that from a real life situation?
The busting down food in the rain video, no. No, it's just, I never dealt with guys, nothing against them. I never dealt with them, but I do know, well, I witnessed it, you know, a lot of the times where a lot of people is, you know, pretending to be something that they're not and being in a situation with the opposite sex, knowing that's not who they are, you know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to. You know, and just kind of, like, put that story out there.
I feel like that video touched me the most because, like, I was dealing with the same thing to, like, keep up my reputation with my family, but I knew it wasn't me.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But I had another question. Like, I go to Hiram College, and I'm the president of the LGBT group, and we do raves. We were wondering if we can book you next year.
That's not a problem. My booking information is on my Instagram, in my Instagram bio.
Okay.
So just shoot me an email and let me know what it's for, and, you know, we'll go from there.
Thank you.
No problem. Appreciate your support.
All right.
Area code 973391-TALK.
Hey, Temper, how you doing?
I'm great. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I understand your humility and all that, but average cat, you're not. There's nothing average about you. Okay, I'm not going to let you get away with that one. You're far from average.
I try to fit in.
Yeah. You try to what?
I try.
Okay. All right. I know. You're humble. I have one question. The crazy stuff I'm going to say for you when I see you next month, but I have one question. one of your fans had complimented you on your new project, and you said you were disappointed. I mean, I know perfectionists are usually like that, But I just wanted to know why you said that. Why were you disappointed?
Yeah, you know what? Let me address that, because there were some people that were going deep, and they were like, you need to toughen up. They totally missed the point that I was trying to make when I said I was disappointed.
Yeah.
First, I had been putting a lot of promotion behind the Tipper's Room project. And the way that I started off, you know, with the way I started off, like, in the music business when it came to the LGBT community, they immediately sex. You know, so, like, they grabbed on to that side of me.
Okay.
But didn't know that it was another part of me, because that's my top sellers. I'm not going to lie. If anything in relation to sex is my top sellers. And I feel like Tempers Room, you get that, but you also get a message behind it. You know, so like you get to be in my mind a little bit on a deeper level. So I attracted the wrong people to my music. So that's what I meant by I was disappointed in myself. Like I should have did everything how I wanted to do it from the beginning.
Yeah. Okay. So you, when you're saying this now, are you saying that you felt like you kind of geared it more towards the people listening than what you really wanted to do? So you attracted the crowd. Okay.
I attracted the wrong type of people, because I'm deeper than what I put out there.
Absolutely. Well, that's apparent, like, for those who are paying attention. So, I mean, that's the thing I love about you most. Like, I don't love you because you're famous. I love you because you're raw and you're honest. Mm-hmm. And like I said before, there's a purity to what you do. Like, you know, and I appreciate that, you know, because it makes for better living when you're honest about who you are, you know. So appreciate that. So, you know, when I listen, and I don't, like I told you before, I don't normally like rap or explicit rap, certain stuff. But with you, it's different. You know, I get a different feel with it. I pay attention, like I study everything anyway. So I honestly, with your new project, and I DM'd you, you know, like I was literally crying. Like, are you kidding me? Like this, like, oh my God, you know, especially Taxi Cab Confession. So I would say, you know, it's a lot I can say, but there are other people on the line. Like I said, I'm going to catch it with you, because I'm coming to Sheep Ride just for you. I'm coming just for you.
I appreciate that, Mike.
You know, but yeah, we got to talk. But I just want you to know that I want you to just remain true to yourself. You know, forget it. Like, you know, you say that, and I know it's difficult because you want people to be pleased with what you do. You know, but you know,
I'm slowly growing out of a lot of things that will stop you from being happy. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, trust me. Yeah, I'm getting past that point of, you know, the people pleasing.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is. Like, even if I only get 3 sales off of my project because it's not what they want to hear, I don't care. Like, I'm getting to that stage in my life where I don't care no more.
Yeah. But that truth, just know that, because I live life to the fullest. Like, I just love life, you know, and that's I'm wide open with it, full throttle, you know, so I leave nothing in the day. So when I hear, you know, the things that you're saying, like even from when I first, I would say, ran into you, because I don't believe in coincidences. So from the first time I saw If I Was Your Girl and then listening to your music, it was just something like the things that you say and the feel that I get from it, that it says something to me. So it even makes me be a better person than I am. You know what I'm saying? It makes me want to live harder than I already do. So I'm just saying, your honesty makes a difference. You know, it makes a difference.
I appreciate that.
All right. But, you know, I know the other callers. But like I said, I'm going to look you up at Sheep Ride, because, like I said, I'm coming just for you. All right. So
I'll see you soon.
Yeah, you will.
All right. Hey, code 870-403, talk to Temple. Hello, hey, code 870-403.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
I really don't have a question because you guys have kind of already answered my question already. So I just wanted to say, because I seen Temper, I first started listening to Temper after I seen the If I Was Your Girl.
Mm-hmm.
So I first started listening, and then I heard about her coming down to Jacksonville, Arkansas, which is actually about an hour from where I stay. So I woke my homegirl up. I was like, we got to go, we got to go. And so I just wanted to say, like, seeing her in her own environment, like, seeing her in the club where she was super cool, she was super dope, like, that is, like, one of the things I look for, like, if I'm going to be around. And I really do support her music. Like, I buy everything I like on iTunes. And I did buy Cocaine, so I had to wait forever. I mean, I had to wait forever for it to be on iTunes. But I waited. I was like, because I think I had made an Instagram post, and you actually answered, so. It was kind of like,
I try my best, you know, to be in my ass a little bit. You know, that's the part of this life I don't like. You know, I'm one person, I do everything myself, so it's kind of hard to keep up with everything and everybody. But
true. I know, and I do appreciate that. Like, I follow you on Instagram, I see everything you do. I be dying laughing at some of the stuff. But, like, I actually, you had responded, and you were like, go to Amazon. Well, I went to Amazon. And for some reason, wouldn't let me buy it. So I was like, oh, my God, no. So I waited for it to be on iTunes. So when it finally got to iTunes, I went and bought it. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Now, my favorite song on that is Fuck the Summer Up. Oh, yes, Fuck the Summer Up. And
for the support.
That was my favorite song. Like, I'd be bumping down the street, and people like, what are you listening to? Don't worry, it's Temper. They're like, who is Temper? Don't worry about it. Go to iTunes and buy it. You can't get them. But, no, I just really wanted to say, like, for real, Ben has met you in person and everything at the club. You were really down to earth. And I know little old Arkansas, we not big on the map for no reason at all, but you were really cool. You were really down to earth. And I really do appreciate you vibing with us and being around us and partying with us, seeing how we do things. So.
No problem. I enjoy myself.
Oh, that's good. But that's all I want to say. So keep doing what you're doing. I'm going to keep supporting.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Area code 804. Oh, Lord. Area code 833. Call the temple.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
Hey, boo, hey, this Poison, baby.
How you doing, Poison, baby?
Look, Casey, I'm going to fight you. I told you I knew me, bitch.
Yeah, you got to get in line. Don't act like that.
Because I said, oh, that's bae. Hold on, let me call in, you know. Anyway, how you been? How you been doing?
You know, I can't complain too much. You don't want nobody listening if I do.
Word. That's it.
You ready to turn, right? I'm ready to turn, girl. Bojangles. That's all I've been thinking about.
You know what I'm saying? You know we're going to Bojangles, and you know we want to have fun, right?
First up, most definitely. I'm ready.
You know, I need my turn-up partner, you know, because last year we was like that, you know.
We all are changed.
But, yeah, our second date going to be at Bojangles again, you know what I'm saying?
Mojangles. I don't want to talk to y'all if I can't get the Bojangles first. I ain't saying a word.
I just went there the other day. I was going to post a picture and make you jealous, but I was like,
oh, really?
I'm not going to be petty. I'm going to wait. I'm going to be petty.
You said it just with your thoughts. You was already petty. It's okay.
You already know. But, yeah, because, you know, everybody knows I'm petty, you know. But no, I was just calling in just to talk to you and stuff and see how you've been and everything. I can't wait to see you. We're going to turn up a Sheep Hot 2014. You already know this.
Most definitely.
Yeah. We're going to have that coconut to rock waiting on you and shit, you know.
On deck.
Yeah.
On deck. You already know. But now y'all can go back to what y'all was knowing. I'm just being nosy, you know, as usual. And, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
August 15th and 16th is going down. Everybody, you got to buy your tickets right now.
Mm-hmm.
right now.
Well, I will be seeing you in 2 weeks, you know. All right. Well, you can take me off now. I'm going to be fat right now because I'm hungry.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, 469-328. Talk to Temple.
I have two questions. The first question is, I'm not sure if you cleared this up already, but what is the deal behind Maxwell?
You know, back in the day, I had a real big, well,
think I look like nobody. Like absolutely nobody, not even my family. And shit. So this one lady came to my job one time and she was like, "You know, you look like you like Maxwell." First time I heard that, I was like, "I don't really know goddamn Maxwell." Then I start hearing it more and more and more. I look more like Maxwell than I do my own fucking family. So I started questioning my mama. I sent a picture of me and him together, and it's just, it's crazy how we just got like everything, our jawlines, like a whole facial structure. Even our nose, our lips, our eyebrows, our eyes, the way we smell, all of it's the same. And I don't even have that with my own mama and daddy. And she have yet to answer that question. What's going on, mama?
She don't respond every time I send her a message. Now, I know mama used to play the field. I know she's a great feel. I know my mama, but yeah.
So that's the thing behind Maxwell.
Okay, cool. And second question, how relatable is the song you have called Side Chick?
How relatable? It's not safe to really answer that, but all right, let me just use back in the days, right? I'm not gonna lie, nobody's perfect, you know what I'm saying? It's you can't have everything. And that's so true, it's crazy. Like when you're dealing with somebody they could be perfect for you, but it's that one thing about them that god damn it, you just wish you could change, you know what I'm saying? But nobody's perfect and it's always something. And I used to have situations outside of my situation back in the days, and it's kind of like, I think it's a security thing that we don't even acknowledge. You know, like we need something, like our woman could tell us we fine or we beautiful, we this all day, but it's something about an additional person that you're dealing with. It's like confirmation, and nobody should confirm that shit but you. You know what I'm saying?
I think he had a lot to do with insecurity. So it's relatable, very relatable.
Okay. Well, that's all I wanted to ask.
I appreciate you calling in.
Alrighty.
All right. There you go, 214-218. Talk to Temple.
Hello? Can y'all hear me?
Okay. Hey.
Hello, Simpson.
How you doing?
I am multitasking, so forgive me if I get a little sidetracked. I'm studying.
No, me too. I'm drinking and talking to you.
Right on. Well, honestly, I don't have any questions. I mostly have comments.
Okay.
So I'm gonna make it real quick so I can get back to studying. I'm gonna leave you alone. But I like how you use the term getting naked with cocaine, because right before you dropped it, my mom would come to me and tell me, oh, I need to get naked with you. And I would get a little, you know, standoffish, like, what the hell are you talking about? And then once I heard cocaine, I was like, okay, I get what you're talking about now.
Yeah.
But you are definitely the playlist when I get to studying, because when I found out about you, after I watched If I Was Your Girl, of course, I went and got all your mixtapes on iTunes. And I just was like, okay, I love BWA. I love fucking mixtapes. I love Set It Off, you know. And I think my favorite song of all time is probably Misbehaving.
You know what, the girl who I featured on that, she the one that actually wrote the hook. And normally I write my own hooks and I just have somebody to sing it. She actually wrote it. And yeah, it came out dope.
Okay, okay, right on. You learn something new every day. Awesome. Let me see. BuzzBuzz, I still haven't gotten a chance to try it, but you blasted so much to the point where, okay, I got to figure out how to get my hands on a BuzzBuzz. Like, what's your
hello,
favorite?
Right?
Like, what's your favorite?
I got to go on their website.
What's the best BuzzBuzz flavor?
The best flavor is Tequila Rita. I like Tequila Rita, Cream Blaster, Peach Balls, and Stiff Lemonade. Those are my top.
Stiff Lemonade. That sounds good.
Okay, and this is one other thing I wanted to put out there. Every day for the last year or so, I have made you my woman crush, and you retweeted and reposted it. I know you've seen it a couple of times, if not once or twice, but I didn't. You know, I'm going to put this out there. I'm straight, and I do. I'm one of those kind of people that recognizes beauty where it is, and I will say it. I will put it out there. Like, my boyfriend would shoot me down and be like, why are you telling me that she's bad? I already know this. I'm just letting you know that I saw her before you did. You know, that's how I am. But, you know, in a nutshell, I love your music. I love you as an artist, as an actor, as a human being. You give off such a wonderful vibe. You are who you are, and you set such a great example for people everywhere, to me, in my opinion. And I love your humility. And I think you are one of the many reasons my ambition changed last year while I was in school, because right now I'm a senior and I have a 4.0, and I feel like you have a contribution to that.
I'll take that, you know.
I don't mind getting a little credit.
As long as you put me in on this tuition. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just playing. I'm just kidding. But when I finally hit 25, I am going to come to one of your shows. I ain't quite there. I still got 3 years. But keep in mind, whenever you come to Dallas or New Orleans or Houston and I'm there, I will come and see you first chance I get.
I'll be in Houston next Saturday.
You're going to be in Houston next Saturday? I'm working. But I will keep an eye out. Let me get back to making my notes so I can keep my 4.0.
Okay, appreciate
you
calling.
I'm about to Instagram you right now. I did it before I called, but I'm going to do it again.
Yes, ma'am.
Y'all have a good night. I'm going to keep listening, so don't drop my call now.
All right, now. You get that good old glaze in, girl.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
All right. 586-222. Talk to Temple.
Oh, my God. Hi. I'm doing a million one things at one time. Hi, yes. I am from Detroit. And
how you doing?
I am okay. I actually, I kind of somewhat feel a little bit bad after hearing her response about saying that she feel like that she may have put out the wrong impression, and she, well, rather the wrong crowd. And I feel her by sex being a number one topic of a lot of things and with her songs and things like that. And I definitely feel her. I really don't have any questions for her. I just want to let her know that I support her. I think that she's dope as ever. Her music, her videos I've seen so far, I love it to the T. Like, I think I heard the host say that you're not like really big. You're not really a celebrity person. You're not too big on that. If it's something that's real, something that's good, and you loving it, you're on it. And that's me, you know. So I feel like for her to grab my attention like that, she must be talented. And I've had the honor of meeting her, and the real is real. And I just want to say that keep doing what you're doing. You are so loved. You are so talented, and you want to make it so far. Definitely.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Yep, that's pretty much it. I just can't wait for you to come back down here and for me to be there and support you even more. I mean, would definitely shout you out. I do follow you on Instagram. From the moment I saw you, from the moment that I heard your music, it was a wrap. I was addicted. That cocaine for you, definitely. I don't do drugs, but you are drugs.
Thank you.
You got me. So I'm in it, and I'm down with you to the very end. I support you, and I don't even know you, but I'm gonna say this: I love you. So keep on with it, honey.
Too. All right, now I try.
Oh, you got it. You don't even have to dig too much of trying. It's conceiving to you. You've been born with the gift. You got it.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, good luck on everything, and I'll be waiting for you here. If it takes too long, I'm going to follow you and end up being where you at in other states.
Yes. I got you.
All right, honey, and have a good night, and good luck on
All
everything
right,
and success
too.
And everything.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
All right.
All right, 843-957, talk to Temple.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. How you doing?
I am great. I want to tell you I love you so much. So
I
much.
Love you back.
Don't realize how many fans you have down here in South Carolina.
I appreciate all the support. Hopefully I'll be back down there soon.
Oh, I know. My birthday is August the 27th, and I know you're coming to Atlanta. And I made sure I requested off just so I can go see you for my birthday. I just want you to know that you have helped me through so much. And the hardest thing it is trying to find yourself. When I told my mom that I think I like girls, it was like a disappointment for her. But looking at you and how you take it with stride, I mean, you are a wonderful woman. I want you to know that everything you're doing is awesome. I mean, you helped me come from a dark place.
What people have to realize, especially your parents, like you have to, I'm your child. Like you love me for who I am, like not what I am. This is a preference. This is something that we don't choose. And that's what parents need to understand. Like this really is not a choice. It's not a choice for us. Like who would choose for our parents to be disappointed in us? You know what I'm saying? But they have to realize, like, I'm still a person. I'm a human being. You're supposed to love me for my personality and the fact that I'm your child. And you know what I'm saying? Like, this is why you love me, not who I choose to love or who I love, because we really don't choose it. But
it was so hard. And, I mean, the first time I ran on you or any other song was on YouTube, because, you know, I was trying to find myself and, you know, I was, you know, just typing in things, and then I ran across you, and I saw If I Was Your Girl, and, you know, I just went from there, and I've been hooked on you ever since, and I think everything that you're doing is positive, and I just
appreciate
want you to push forward, because you are a phenomenal woman, and I'm supposed to be at work right now, but when I saw on Instagram that we could call in, I said, I have to call in and let this woman know how great she is. Your music is awesome.
I appreciate that a lot, real talk.
And I'm telling you, I just want to thank you, because telling somebody that you like the Office 6 is not the easiest thing, especially for me, because I have children. But I was raised up, and I was always told, that's not right, you can't do that, you can't do that. And for so long, I'll be 35 next month, and for so long I suppressed it, but it's to the point where I can't suppress it no more. The worst thing is...
That's somebody else's dream, you know. Saying that this not right, that was somebody else's dream. Somebody else wrote how they saw life, and we all followed. You know what I'm saying? But that's not your business. That's not your issue. You do what makes you happy. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, when we die, nobody gonna land that casket with us. So you gotta
do right.
You gotta do everything that you want to do in this lifetime, because you never know when it's gonna end. So you can't worry about satisfying everybody else around you, because I guarantee they're not going to stop their life for you.
And I appreciate that. And my only question for you is, how do you stay so grounded? Because sometimes I have a hard time, because I know we shouldn't, but sometimes people's opinion gets to me. So how do you stay grounded doing what you do and just living your day-to-day life?
Opinions are not facts. And then you have to realize, like, these people do not validate who you are. You know what I'm saying? It's a reflection of themselves. Like, if they choose to voice something negative toward you, that has absolutely nothing to do with you. They have some issues within themselves that they need to work out in attempts to bring you down. Like, why are you attempting to bring me down? You know what I mean? Like, you have to have a conversation with yourself. You have to reassure yourself that you okay with who you are and how you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, people's opinions, once again, just to sum it up, they're not facts. They're not facts, and they don't make you who you are. Like, none of these people's opinions don't even pay your bills. Like, why am I listening to you? Who are you? You know what I mean? Like, people having a hard time finding themselves. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes they carry it with them. You know what I'm saying? And they tend to bring negative energy everywhere they go. You know what I'm saying? But that's not your issue. You have to reassure yourself who you are. Only your opinion matters. What you think of yourself. That's the only thing that matters. Like, everybody else, they never fuck them. Fuck them. You can't please everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if you was perfect, they still going to find something wrong with you. So it's okay.
And that's my weakness, because my profession, I'm a hospice aide. I'm a hospice aide full-time. So my job is to basically take care of people, cater to people, please people, and I find that I do that in my personal life also. I'm to the point now where I'm tired, and I just want to, and that's what I'm trying to learn how to do, and it's so hard, because when you're used to pleasing everybody, it gets sort of old, because like you said, and I'm not happy because I'm trying to make everybody else happy. But
have you ever heard of a book called The Four Agreements? You ever heard of The Four Agreements?
No.
Get that. Buy that book. I promise you, that's going to be your start right there. Buy that book. It's only like 70 pages long. Read it as often as you can. It's called The Four Agreements. If you got like a smartphone or something like that, download the Nuke app and just buy the book from Barnes and Noble.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm going to let you go, but I just want to tell you, I love you back here in South Carolina, and I can't wait to see you in Atlanta. Keep doing what you do, and you're just a phenomenal woman, and I love you.
Thank you. I appreciate that a lot. Really
and
do.
Y'all have a great night.
You too, sweetheart.
All right, you too.
All right. Bye.
That was touching. It definitely was touching right there.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Exactly. You know, see, I told you, man, you dope, man. It's just your music that you had at it. Positive effect on people, man. Not just her. I know me, 1,000 other million people, man. I'm trying to tell you, man, what you spitting, you have something for everybody for what they're going through. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It just definitely. Let's get this next caller. 347-235. Talk to Temple.
Hey, bro.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey, Tippa. Jesus, take the wheel. You caught me off guard on that one.
Right.
How you doing, Tempa?
I'm wonderful.
That's great. I'm stuck on questions. I had a question, but I'm lost right now. So I wanted to let you know, you made a big impression on me when I seen you at Sheepot last year. I was scared to speak, to even look your way.
Anything.
And I was in the pool, but you was about to leave. And you was all lined up, and you said, y'all all look like pregnant dolphins.
I said, y'all look like what?
And pregnant dolphins. I will never forget that. I laughed. I came home, and I made it like it was all about me. I was telling everybody, she called me a pregnant dolphin. But I didn't take it as no insult, anything like that. Just to hear you speak, and I'll give you that eye contact. I really felt like I overcame speaking to you and not being shy. I could actually come and say, hey, Tempa, how you doing? I really enjoy your music. You are a beautiful artist. We have to get you back here in New York. I missed you when you came. But I'm not going to miss you for too long. No, and I missed you. I found out the first time you came, I wasn't in New York.
Okay.
So when you came again, I was stuck. They couldn't move. Well, I could move, but I wasn't trying to move. I was trying to enjoy myself and not bring drama. So I will see you at SG Pride. And continue to do what you do. Because I be two-stepping with my drink and cooking at the same time. Enjoy myself blasting your music. My daughters even know your music. They be singing it in the house. And they said hello. They ran in the back, but they said hello, too. And
tell them I say hey.
I sure will. Just continue doing what you're doing. I'll follow you. I'm going to stalk you. When you see Brownie 7831, you know it's me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes.
So hold on before we cut you off, Brady. So you gonna be you gonna stop Tempa and you gonna be a pregnant dolphin.
You didn't know.
Hey, yeah,
I can't wait for my man. I just but that will be my own personal name, and I'm not getting offended by it or anything. That be. My personal name. So when I say, hey, Tempa, and I say, Pretty Dolphin, you know who I am.
Okay.
I changed my name to Pretty Dolphin, so you'll know.
I got you.
I needed it last.
So, I love you very much.
I love
continue
you.
Continue blessing us with your music. I think that I'm laying cocaine down the drain so much, but it's all good. I'm going to continue doing it, and I'll be doing my two-step when you are doing your thing for She Pride. Hopefully, I get to come out to your city when you out there and show some love, but you have a very big supporter.
I appreciate that a lot.
No problem. Bro, I know you have other callers. I love you. I'll holler at you later. Because right now, I'm getting nervous and I have to sit down and almost miss the damn couch. But
yeah, yeah. That playing the dolphin got me going, honey. That is it. Look
at I can't be sweet with him. But you guys, oh, and Tempa, one more thing. You are a very, very attractive woman.
Thank you. No, I try my best.
Very. You're more than welcome. But I'll talk to y'all later. I'm still in queue, but I'm about to jam some. So, guys, thank you for your callers. And much love. Love is love, y'all.
Well, how
are
you doing? Right now. Whew, man, that made my day. A pregnant dolphin. Ah.
Oh.
Whew. I have never heard that like that a day in my life. I'm serious. I'm about to say some bad words. Let me stop. I'm going to get some kids listening. Let's go to 678-704 South the Temple. Ooh, Lord. 678-704. Talk.
That sounds like Atlanta.
678-704, talk to Tempa. All right, we'll come back. Area code 305-917, talk to Tempa.
Hello?
305-917?
Yes, hello.
You on the line?
How you doing?
Hi, Tempa, how are you?
I am wonderful.
I may be your old, well, one of the oldest callers called in. I'm 39. I just wanted to let you know that I think I ran Best Revenge in the Ground on my player on the way to work. That is my hype music. over love it. Over love you.
I appreciate it.
You're raw. You're real. And it's just a pleasure. It's a pleasure to even be speaking to you. I follow you on Instagram. You're hilarious. just real and down to earth. And I love the music. And
thank you so much. Appreciate the support. All the love.
And when you come to Miami again, I hope to be there to see you, since I've never seen
you. They're going to kill me in Miami. They're going to hang me this time.
You are so loved. Just wanted to let you know that you're loved. All ages, you're loved.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, thanks.
All right. Area code 804-201. Talk to Tempa.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
I just wanted to say I appreciate your music, you know what I'm saying, and can't wait to see you at She Pride.
I appreciate you. I'll see you soon.
All right. What's up, Teddy and Casey?
What's good, bro? Teddy is away for the night.
Oh, my bad. Well,
what's good, man?
Nothing but hopefully she don't stalk you too bad because I might have to come get her.
Uh-oh, you got stalker.
No, I ain't no stalker. I'm just saying that, you know, hey, I support her. It was just a little inside joke since she was a stalker. So I was coming back at her saying she was going to stalk you. I might have to come after her.
Yeah, that's security right there. That's security.
Not top flight, neither. This is not all private.
It's the real deal, goddammit.
But, yeah, this will be my first time actually seeing you face-to-face, but I do love your music. So this will be great for me to be able to see you face-to-face. And now that I got the more of a voice to go with it, it's just amazing to see you out there doing your thing and representing not only for the lesbian and gay community, but just having enough courage to go out here and chase your dream and not listen to what people think about you or say about you. You know, you out there, I know that's hard to do, but you're a great inspiration to everybody.
I appreciate that a lot.
You're welcome.
All right. There you go, 919-344, talk to Tempa.
Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Tempa. How you doing?
I am wonderful. How you doing?
Good. I don't have any questions. I would just like to say that you are very gorgeous. I love your music, and I hope to one day meet you in person.
Appreciate that a lot.
All right. Y'all have a great night.
All right. You too now.
All right. Area code 903-626. Talk to Tempa.
What's good, bro?
What's going on, man?
Yeah, man, it's K100, bro. You know, I real shit. I got a question, man.
Okay.
Why the fuck you not on my TV screen? I'm kind of mad, right? And real shit, what the fuck y'all laughing at, man?
The way my music is set up, I don't see them being too accepting of that. Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm trying to figure out, okay, Saya got it, right? What's she doing that everybody else not doing? Why ain't we taking over just yet?
I don't know too much about Saya history and what she got going on, but as far as me, I do everything myself. So I don't have a team. I don't have nobody, you know, really pushing me outside of me and people who believe in me that, you know, repost my shit. But, you know, so I don't have my hands into a lot of, like, plugs, connects, and stuff like that. So just speaking on my end, but I don't know what's going on her end.
Okay. Yeah, I understand. But, man, I'm just trying to figure it out. I remember a while back, me, I'm young, Bird. I'm only 20. I remember I was like, man, I'm going to try to get something going, do a world tour. I see everybody, I think Sia and Jimmy and them got a tour about to go on. I was just like, man, y'all need to go ahead and take over already because, you know, hip-hop's stupid, man.
It's stupid.
It's, like, really dead.
Yeah, you being nice by calling it stupid. You taking it, right?
You know, you got to keep it. We're going to keep it at that. We're just going to call it stupid.
Right.
But, yeah, you know, everybody love fucking temper. I had to fight a few of my exes like, damn, big, get off, staring at her, goddamn. You know, I'm a big stud, man. I ain't got time for all that, man. Like, goddamn. Always talking about some temper. I said, if I was your girl one more motherfucking time, nigga. You know, I show love, man. It ain't nothing. You gonna keep doing what you're doing, temper.
I appreciate that.
I just hope that one day, man, that connect just come in out of the blue because I know it's a blessing. You know what I'm saying? For all these people to love you, taking their panties off and shit. You probably got even AGs taking their boxes off, but we ain't going to get into that.
You know, everybody's timing is different, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't measure my level of success at this point up to somebody else's at this same time, right? You know what I'm saying? Everybody has their own time, so I'm very patient, and I'm going to just keep doing what I do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Already, when it sneak up, nigga, I don't want nothing but a plate of food because I see you cooking the other day on Instagram. Goddamn, that shrimp taco, nigga. But, yeah, man, keep doing what you're doing, Temple. I ain't got too much Roger Strap too much, bro. I ain't got shit else to say. Y'all be easy. I just called it. I was watching Bring It. I was like, oh, shit, Temple on. They got Temple on the phone? What? What?
I appreciate you calling it, though.
Man, y'all be easy and you keep doing what you're doing. Like you say, your time will come, and when it comes, motherfuckers better watch out. Put on a damn life jacket. Shit. Alright, man.
That's some true stuff she's talking on. True stuff. I wanted that too sometime. Like, what Temple? Why can Temple on BET, MTV, on one of these reality shows or something?
Yeah. Dude, sometimes you gotta be at the right place at the right time with the right people.
Well, you going to the right place, though. You say you're going to Miami, right?
No, I said if I do, they're going to kill me.
They're going to get you, too. I'm going to be that one person in life that's going to bless you, though, man. For real, because you deserve it, man. I don't put the pedal to the metal on anything.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't rush anything, and that's it. It is what it is. I'm cool.
Hey, that, man. Definitely. You got a couple more callers. Then I'm going to let you go for the evening. 832-590. Talk to Temper.
What's up, Temper?
How you doing?
Good. How you doing? I see. Okay. I don't have a question. More like this. Excuse me, I'm sorry. It's late.
Okay.
I had to yawn, I'm sorry. You know, I met you before at Pride 2013. I think at ISIS Lounge. I'm thinking, VIP. Okay, it was you and Look Alive. And, you know, your little entourage.
Okay.
And
Houston,
and,
right?
I'm sorry?
Was that Houston?
Yes.
Okay.
It was Houston. Cool. All right. And oh, my God. First of all, when I see y'all, if I was your girl, of course, you know, between women, it came as a suggested thing to see. And, like, I was so addicted to that show. Like, no lie. I was so addicted, and I was, like, just all of y'all. The whole cast was, like, phenomenal. Like, that show was just, like, what is it? Addicting. Like, I still watch it now. Okay.
Okay. That's what's up.
So, anyway, so when I met you, I was, like, okay. Like, she's really, really, like, down to earth. Like, you and Nola, like, y'all was just You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all weren't so cliche. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all were chilling. Y'all weren't, like, you know, to each other, you know, like, you know, to a corner. You know what I mean? Like, y'all was, like out there with everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I went on my Instagram, and I was, like, blessed. I was like, man, they cool as shit, you know? Like, I was, like, on a rant, like a little rampage. Now, I must say, I, you know, had a little crush on your girl more of me. I was like, oh, she had me feeling some type of way. Man, like, she's, man, you got a good one, bro. Like, she's so cool. She's so sweet. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all look really, shut up. Y'all look really, really good together. And I just want to wish y'all blessings, you know. Hopefully, you know, y'all wife each other up or something, you know. I always keep her in your videos.
I got a time frame on that. You know, she had to make it with me a certain. Yeah, she'd be all right. We'd be all right.
That's good. I mean, you know, I'm not saying rush it. No, nothing like that. But y'all look really, really wonderful together. Y'all always look happy. Her little sticker notes posted.
Oh, Lord, yeah. That should be
of drawing you. It's hilarious. And the last time I had to unfollow you, though, I'm sorry, December, I had to unfollow you because I was like, oh, man, Pip ain't follow me back. Like, that's fucked up. But no, but no.
Really?
But I be lurking. No lie, I be lurking.
You said.
You know, just to see, like, if you come into Houston and, you know, stuff like that. And I remember seeing a post that you had posted. It was like your workout bag. You had your deodorant. You had, I think, an FDS. And
oh, not FDS. No, it's some of these though.
Oh, there you go. It's still feminine deodorant spray. You know, same thing. So, and I remember a stud saying, oh. Well, anybody who needs that means yo pussy stank.
Right.
And blah, blah, blah. And I was like, and I remember, like, I was just, like, typing. I was like, you know, like, how the hell are you going to, you know, that's just being a woman. Like, and that's what I like about you because, you know.
Studs is, good. It is something else. That's all I can say. That's all I don't even, I don't like the whole label thing, but I do respect people, you know, way of thinking and living this lifestyle, you know what I'm saying? But I don't do the whole label thing. I just do what the fuck I do. But they tripping on that spot.
That's what I'm saying. Like, in order for me to just, you know what I'm saying, even just, I like, you know, studs, and I'm more of, you know, lipstick lesbian. I like fam. I love fam. But it was really you and Nola, Look Alive, and Pretty P, of course, who had me look... you know, a little bit to, you know, the other way and kind of, like, open my things because, you know, I'm 30, so I was, like, I looked at women, I mean, like, studs or, you know, like, that other, if you're not a femme type, you know, it's certain things, like, just me growing up and seeing how they would live, how they would do things, how they would, like, treat women, you know, and it was always so negative. So...
Yeah.
You know, just seeing, you know, you wear your own hair, you know, you do things, you know, you still, you know, you're not lost into that whole, you know, you're trying to be like a man type of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, which a lot of people get, you know, categorized as,
so to
say. I mean, that kind of made me, like, you know. I'm sorry,
yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I say, you know, when they say you think you, or you want to be a man type shit. I've been
since
I was little, before I even knew what a label was, studs and all that. So I've been like this since I was little. Nothing changed. I just, you know, grew. In other words, I just grew.
I always wanted to ask you, though, on Seeing in the Rain, right, you know how in the beginning of the video, like, it's kind of like, you know, you're just playing, like, that kind of sort of, not really, but kind of like femme role, and then the guy and, you know, like, you leave him, I mean, you write him the letter saying you can't live your life as a lie.
Right.
So did that really happen?
No.
I never dealt with guys before, but I've seen it.
Okay.
You know, so many times I just wanted to, you know, kind of tell a story.
Okay.
I wanted to tell that story, but yeah, I never, you know, dealt with guys. I kind of wish I did. Nothing against women, but just to kind of, I don't want to go that deep, but I just wish they would have been my first experience. And, you know what I'm saying?
So you could at least been like, okay, I get it. You ain't got to explain to me.
Yeah.
But about that video, bro, like, I might get a little emotional. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But I just want to say, like, that really didn't inspire me. Because I did go through something like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, before I was gay. And I don't know. Like, I kept hearing all this shit. You know, people, you know, my best friend always down my throat talking about you too pretty to be gay. Why you fuck with females in my family? You know, they didn't like the fact that I was just living that lifestyle. So just after hearing so much stuff, you know what I'm saying, through the years, I just got tired of it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I just decided, you know, like, what, I mean, you know, I just sat down and I prayed and I was just like, man, if this ain't for me, then I don't know what else is because I didn't look at men like that. And
but you can't force yourself to like what you don't like, you know what I'm saying? And
but
you
see, that's the thing. I mean, I ended up meeting a guy, had kids, all four, just to exactly what happened in that video. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It was like, you know, like, I couldn't live that life. You know what I'm saying? I was happy because, you know, I can't, like, you know, he was a good dude. He had a past, but, he didn't do that with me, like, as far as going to jail and stuff like that. He didn't do none of that. I mean, when we struggled, though, we struggled. But, like, I wasn't happy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how you can just be happy? Like, you can. It's like having money. You can have a lot of money, but it don't mean you're happy.
But it don't make
like
you happy.
Like, me, I had my family. I had kids, you know, beautiful kids like that. And I'm not saying that just because that's a mother. That's a mother. Everybody's saying my kids are beautiful.
I mean, you're supposed to view them as beautiful, you know?
Nah, you got some ugly ass kids, and people be like, my kid's beautiful.
No, see. Ugly is just society.
Nah,
fucks
come on,
Tripper. Right,
you've seen some ugly ass kids before.
No, see, what is ugly, though? What is ugly? We don't know that. Society done told us what ugly and beautiful was. So this is what we go off of. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, come on.
It's the truth. You know, I'm now that I'm getting older, I'm starting to open up to a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's the truth. We don't know what beautiful and ugly looks like. It's how we choose to view things. But society gave us this fucking image. You know what I'm saying? They saying this is how she's. They would Photoshop a woman, right? They would take away her beauty marks, which, you know, stretch marks from having kids or. They'll take away her cellulite. And now men, this is what they're looking for in women. Good luck, dude. Like this, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you have to, it's how you view beauty. Beauty is how, what you choose beauty to be. You know what I'm saying? Not what society told you that shit looked like.
Yeah.
You said, yeah.
I think I'm like this, kid, though.
Right. You petty. You petty.
She's a black ass kid, though. Come on.
As long as you know you petty, it's all right.
Okay, so anyways, back on track.
Okay.
But, you know, like, when I seen that video, like, it just, you know, I was just like, that's A1, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you know, I could have related. I mean, a nigga ain't put a, you know, gun in his head or nothing like that. But, you know, as far as the situation, it was kind of like yeah, I couldn't fight for, you know, normally I would fight for the relationship, but I didn't want to fight no more because I knew it wasn't what I wanted anyway. So now I'm more happier. Now my mother, you know, she understands, you know what I mean?
Right.
And that's the only thing. That my mother was the only person who just never really just threw salt on, you know, what I did. But anybody else around me did. And, you know what I'm saying, like, she, as long as she just understands, you feel me, like, that's all that really just matters. So I'm more open. Now I'm open. My mama cracks jokes on me, you know, like, we were
today
her birthday.
Happy, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
As long
you
as
know what I mean?
Happy.
Like, well, no, as long as my mother understands, it's not the fact that, oh, you know, you got some girls and who get it twisted to where they're like, oh, niggas ain't shit. Oh, I'm fuck this shit. I'm fucking with women type of shit. You know
right.
what I mean? And
they
bitches ain't shit either.
Shit. You know right, we ain't like, shit. Girl, what are you telling? Who are you telling?
But what I'm saying, like, you know, and that's the type of shit I'm not on. You know, I had a coworker tell me the other day just because I got his. He was like, oh, so you just decided. He wasn't mean or nothing. He wasn't rude. But that's just exactly what he automatically thought. He was just like, oh, so, you know, you just, you was in a relationship and it didn't go good and, you know, decided to go to women.
Yeah,
I was like, nah, bro. Game. Like, it was way before then. I just, you know, nobody knows the situation, what I was going through at that time. And that video, you know, it really helped me out because I kind of felt like I was the only person who was, you know, going through that. And it was
no,
really
it's
just,
a
it
lot.
Was just, I know, but nobody says things like that. You know, I'm going to be kicking with friends, and they're like, oh, man, nobody understands. Like, you know, they don't be sitting there
right.
talking. You know, we don't be having those kind of conversations. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know, like, when I just seen that video, and I was just like, that's when I knew, and your music is just bomb. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got your shit on, it's on this Move Music app. And I got, of course, I downloaded the thing. I don't know how to buy your shit because I ain't got no iPhone. I got an S4. So I don't know if you sell it, you know, your albums, like, on, like, the Google Play. So I doubt. But, you know
it's
what I'm saying?
Like, there's Google Play, iTunes, Amazon. I don't have no physical copies of the latest project, the Cocaine Project, but it's all online everywhere.
Okay. I'm going to have to get on that because I really, really, you know what I'm saying? Like, your shit is, like, really, really bomb. And, like, the last caller, you know, he was like, I mean, she was like, you know, talking about you and why you ain't, yeah, you know, like, that was, I was, man, that was a funny call. Like, she was saying some real shit. And,
yeah.
Like, you want to get your time. Because, like, you know, you ain't just about this dumb shit. You ain't talking about dumb shit. You know, you're talking about, like, different shit. And that's what,
right.
you know, just rap and hip-hop just ain't got right now. Everybody's, like, so cliche about strippers and, what, money and, what else? Cars.
Hoes.
Like,
money
it's so
hoes.
Cliche. Like, everybody, I'm
yeah.
serious. You turn the radio on? I mean, I'm Puerto Rican, so I listen to... I'm listening to all kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like
right.
on my radio, which I normally, you know, the shit that I normally listen to is just back to back the same shit. And so I always, every time, I'm always putting your shit on because I be like, I don't know, is there something about it that just be getting me like hype like in the morning? I gotta listen to either one of your songs, especially from the Fuck Your Mixtape. That's my favorite. Shit, the Fuck Your Mixtape. It's just all the way. You know what I'm saying? From start to beginning, like you ain't even gotta like, oh no, I'm gonna put it on. You know, number such and such. You ain't even gotta do that. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of shit that I be listening to. Like I hate listening, you know, getting some or downloading some, and it's like, oh, you know, like let me go all the way down, and you gotta keep on clicking. You feel what I'm saying? I'm just,
right.
you know, that shit is, like, banging from, like, you know, top to bottom. And we ain't really just get to talk about that shit, like, you know, when I met you, you know, because I was mad shy anyway. But, yeah, I just want to say, you know, you're doing your thing, and, like, your video really, really did inspire me. Don't do that. Your video really, really did inspire me to, I don't know. It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one, you know, going through some shit like that. So.
You're not.
you know. And I wish you and more meetings the best of luck. Y'all are so cool together. And, yes, I love her. I have, like, a mad crush on her. I love her.
I'm my booty. No.
She rubs on my booty. I love her. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, 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 for real, she did, though, you know. Yeah. I'm just kidding. But, yeah, I wish y'all the best of luck, man. And, oh, and one more thing. You got to come to Club Oz. Whenever you come to, Houston, you got to stop at Club Oz. You got to fuck with, you know, Flawless Oz.
That's right. I'm going to be there
and
on the night.
And Deep Side D knows Flawless.
I'll be at Club Oz on the night. I'll be at Club Oz on the night.
No, shut the fuck up. When is the night? You going to be there on that Saturday? That's the day. Oh,
yep.
Thank you for giving me the heads up. Because I was going that weekend, and I was just about to text him and ask him what was popping that Saturday. You finna be there?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Man, that is so cool. Do you know who else is going to be there? Because, you know, she don't let us, I mean, he don't let us know shit until, like, the week of.
I know. I don't know who else, but I know I'm the main person that day.
I just don't like it because when Dredd was at for the weekend of my birthday, I think that was the 30th or Pride weekend here. Like you know, it was like fights breaking out, like for I don't even know what reason because when I went the next weekend, like there was no fights. It was like so cool, but yeah. I hope you enjoy yourself. And it's way gonna be way better than ice, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
It was kind of boring because it rained and you know like
yeah,
it
yeah,
wasn't
it rained a lot.
No, Oz can get really mad packed. I'm just gonna let you know that right now. Especially with you gonna be there, they're gonna be really really packed. Because I know when Dredd was there, it was Dredd, Juicebox, and Pretty P. They was there, but Dredd was, like, the main person. And that, Lord, I had to stand up the whole night in heels, and I was not happy at all. So, yes, I'm going to give me a section. Okay, thank you so much for that information, because I'm going to be really, really fucking hyped now. Really, really fucking hyped. All right, so I don't want to take too much of y'all's time, but I want to wish y'all, you know, a good night, safe trip, and I'll see you on the night. Y'all need to be in the building. I'm always promoting. Gotcha. Bye-bye.
All right, code 410662. Talk to Temple.
Hi, Casey. Hi, Temple.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey, how y'all doing?
All right.
Well, I really don't have no questions. It took for the other caller to get off the line. So how she was talking so much. I wanted to get in and just talk to you, that's all.
How you doing?
Good, and yourself? I'm sorry. She was just, like, taking up so much time.
Get you some nanas real quick. Take your time out.
You know, I was just saying, I mean, like, I don't know. But I'm definitely a big fan of you, big support. I definitely love your music. Definitely, you need to come to Maryland. Definitely, Maryland is the spot that you need to come to.
I don't know if it's going to be anytime soon, but I should be there.
Yeah, if you do, we got the best seafood here. You definitely need to come check it out.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay.
Yes, we got the best seafood. Phillips is the spot to go to. But, yeah, I'm definitely a big supporter of you. I'm always going to support. And, you know, Casey, I'm always going to support you, too, in your show. So.
Thank you for the support.
So, yeah, I was just calling in because I wanted to talk. I was nervous at first, but I got through. But y'all have a good night. I'm definitely going to keep listening, though.
All right. You too. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 267-521, talk to Temple. I'm trying to get everybody.
Hello?
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 I can hear you.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello, 267-521? Hello?
Hello?
Temple's on. And they hung up. All right. Oh, 248-396, talk to Temple.
Hello. Hi, Temper.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I can't complain too much.
Good, good. Well, I do have a few questions. However, I want to say that I really enjoyed you when you were here Saturday in Detroit. I'm from Detroit.
I appreciate it.
And thank you. I mean, it was just awesome to see you. I didn't get a chance to hear the beginning of the show because I was running in late from work. But I did hear one lady say that she probably was the oldest one to call in. But I think I might be your oldest fan.
We got an older competition going on.
I guess so. I was actually called a groupie. I said, well, actually, I'm not a groupie. I really love your, for real, I'm not a groupie. It's just, you know, how you may have those certain people that you just, you know, like and want to see. You admire the things that they do. You admire who they are, and you're
good.
One of them.
I
really did enjoy you Saturday night, and I did get a picture taken with you, so I was excited about that. Yay!
Okay.
But I'm going to keep it nice. But I want to say your work, it's wonderful. I admire what you do. I admire your realness. Your rawness and your sincerity in it all.
And I appreciate the support.
Thank you. I do. I really do. Now, one of my questions is, do you have any other films or movies lined up?
Right now, no. I've kind of declined a couple of offers due to my last experience. I'm not going to, you know, completely close the door on that. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, by that not being my passion and then my first experience going in the direction that it went, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, okay, well, let me focus on what I like to do, and if a better opportunity come along, then maybe I'll take advantage of it. But they have to be talking right.
Okay. And that's good. I understand that. You have to make sure everything goes in your favor.
Right.
So number two is, how old are you, Temper? You said we can ask anything.
Yeah, and I'll answer it. Hey, I don't care. Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm multitasking. I turn 21 every year. I don't age. I just get wiser. What is age? You know,
I just wonder because people tell me, you know, they tell me I don't look my age, and I said, well, I'm 25 every year, so I do understand that.
Yeah,
but I
see,
mean, I just,
I'm gonna be honest with you. My birthday is August 8th. I turn 32.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I kind of figured like late 20s. Early 30s. I mean, because,
see, no, that's not a compliment. That's not a compliment.
No, yes, it is because of your wisdom and your knowledge and
okay.
your maturity.
I take that.
Okay. No, that is a good thing. You don't want to be 21 for the rest of your life, do you?
Because we, okay, there we go. We following everybody else's calendars. Who came up with a calendar and birthdays and all this other bullshit? And the fact that, okay, 365 days. Who came up with days? Who came up with hours? Who came up with minutes? We don't know. We just following this shit.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
that's true.
I'm going to create
and,
my
and
own
you're, you are as old as you feel, so that's good.
Well,
you know.
And I feel
old. But you look good, you know, and like I said,
thank
with
you.
Your wisdom and your intelligence. So, you know, I mean, that's a good thing. Don't take it as an insult. It's a compliment.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I was like, damn, I'm going to dress old. And my
no, you don't stop. No, no, I was going to say actually 27. I was going to say
that's not a compliment either.
Yes, that is.
I was just,
oh my God.
I was just at 19 with a random person that didn't know me. I was just at 19. You done took
really?
Me up 8 years.
I'm sorry.
No,
okay,
I'll admit you. I don't care either way. It's, I'm good.
I'll keep you there, okay? I'll keep you there. You won't go any higher. I promise. You won't go any higher, okay?
I'm 32 for question. Everybody else who keep asking me. I am 32.
Well, see, that's because you look younger, but like I said, your wisdom and your intellect kind of says that
okay.
You're a little more mature.
Thank you.
So, you know, people are just curious. You know, age is nothing but a number. So if you find out how old I am, okay, so. But, okay, last question. Last question. What is your nationality, your origin?
My father's Creole. My mother's black.
Okay, okay. Because it's something in your voice. I don't know what it is. It's your dialect. It's the tone. It's something that's in your voice. And I said, she is in something. But I love your voice. It's beautiful. I love the way you talk. I love how it sounds. It's very
thank
different
you.
And unique. It is.
I appreciate
and so
that a lot.
Okay, well, I'm not going to hold you long like that other girl did because I heard you for
once. Y'all going to leave that girl alone.
Y'all going to leave that friend alone.
Y'all is really good petty today.
But, no, because everyone wants a chance to talk to you. So
right,
you
right.
Just want to be fair. So, okay. Will you be coming back to Detroit anytime soon or in the near future?
It hasn't been discussed yet, so that's the only thing I can say right now at this point. It hasn't been discussed yet.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to put your name in for a plug here in Ann Arbor. It's very diverse up here. We do have a few clubs, so
okay.
I'm going to have to put your name in for that. So don't be shocked if you get a call for Ann Arbor, Michigan.
I'm with it. I'm with it.
And make sure you come. Okay.
Oh.
All right. Well, once again, I enjoyed you. You were a pleasure. I'm always happy to see you. And I hope that you do have a good night, okay?
I appreciate the support.
All right. You're welcome. Good night.
All right, now.
Bye-bye.
Hey, ladies, we're definitely getting to that last bit of the hour. Definitely make sure everybody get a chance. I'm trying to run down toast. So everybody make sure that you be considerate. All right? Area code 469. Oh, I think they hung up. Okay. 469-726. Talk to Temple.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello? Hi. How y'all doing?
All right.
How you doing?
I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good. Don't be trying to come for my voice and everything. Okay, but anyway. I have a question for Temper. Okay, Temper, I did a video of yours with some cartoon characters in it, and I seen that you put it on your Instagram and everything.
Oh, that was you.
Do you remember
huh?
that video?
Got
yes, that was
loud.
Me.
That was you, huh?
It wasn't my character, but, you know, I had put the video together, you know, because, you know, it's not too many people that's on that little website that don't know who you are, so I want to let everybody know who you were. So I did the little video and everything. So, yeah, of course, that's much love because I love Temper, and, you know, you're my boo. You just don't know that yet, but
Okay. Non-existent.
Yeah, because, okay, when I, it was a lot of people kept calling me that night. It was like, Temper got your video up on her Instagram. And so I freaked out and made me an Instagram.
I just posted it. Like, this shit dope that they even thought about me this far to create this. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yes, it was real big for me because I've done a lot of videos, but ain't nobody really hit me up. One person hit me up, and that was Sierra. But when Temper hit me up, oh, I must have flipped out. I done called everybody in my family. Like, I done won an award and everything. Oh, it was wonderful. That's all I can say.
I appreciate you taking that time out for me to even create that.
It took us 2 days to do the video, actually. And it took 4 hours for me to put it out. But, I wanted to, have a lot of people know who you were. It's a website called Second Life. And we have our little community and everything, and it's a lot of them didn't know who you were. So I was like, are y'all crazy? You don't know who Temper is? Really? I'm like, well, y'all finna learn today.
I make up for it.
Now they know now. They know now. Pretty much. I had to let it be known. And, I have to throw some salt because I've been sitting on this phone listening to them conversations and everything. Like, everybody, what your long-winded ass? Okay, but, yeah.
Everybody got cutters.
Now, I'm talking about the last girl, too. She was, everybody, I was like, please hang up. Phone go dead or something.
Y'all is crazy.
I'm just being for real. But, yeah, I wanted to let you know that was me that did your video, did your song and everything. And it was just a real good look for you to recognize it and everything. And sorry that your boobs was out and everything, but that's what the song said,
it's
so it was probably what the song said.
I'll take the boobs.
Okay. But I don't want to take up too much more of y'all time because I know it's a lot of people want to talk and everything because I was sussing out a couple of them females. Okay, so I'm going to get off the phone, and it was very lovely talking to you, Temper. Thank you, KC, for bringing her. Hallelujah.
You're welcome, babe.
God bless.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
No problem.
All right, I have a very special shout-out for Temper before I go to the next caller. Sinchu from Studville TV and Life Under the Rainbow just told me to say, hi, Temper. She said just like that.
My son.
Boom.
What up, do.
All right, 219-576. Talk to Temper. Make it brief, baby.
Indiana.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Nata. I am such a big fan of yours.
Thank you.
I love you. You are so great. I looked at the web series If I Was Your Girl, and I was like, oh, I fell in love with you. It's your work too. I love your work. You're so good at what you do. You're so good at what you do. And I was like, I love your style too. Not just your work, your style is what's up. I love how you dress.
I'm simple. I'm pretty simple.
Yeah, but it looks good on you, you know. I was like, okay. You know? But I had a question. I wanted to know, like, what inspired you to, like just start rapping and, you know, just getting out there in the music industry?
It was just, it's something that kind of came natural to me. Like, that was my way of expressing myself. And communicating and me just, you know, it kept me out of trouble when I was younger. You know, and I used to listen to a lot of hip hop, a lot of R&B, actually more R&B than I did hip hop. So it was kind of like, you know.
Okay. I love that song. I know it's kind of crazy. Is it Bust Me Down? That's what it is. Cause I was listening, and I was like, oh, shit, I'm about to bang this one right here. I was like, yeah, all through the hood, like.
I appreciate the support.
yeah, my friend's like, what's this? I said, you don't know about pimps? And they're like, no. So my friend, she was like, you know, she's straight, but she seen you, and she was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I think you got her right there. But she was like, oh,
so
my God.
Welcome to the dark side.
Right. She fell in love with you with me. I mean, I'm just, like, one of your biggest fans. I watch you all the time, upload videos and pictures on Instagram, you know. So I just want to call in and support you and let you know that I love you and you got love out here, you know.
Just know I appreciate it.
Thanks. I never really thought that I actually have a conversation with you, so it's kind of a little weird, but it's what's up. It's just brightening up my night, you know. So.
Thanks for calling in, though.
Okay, thank you, and I hope you have a great career ahead of you. You already got it going on, so it won't be no problem.
What's up? I appreciate that.
All right. I just wanted to call and say, you know, I like you, and keep doing what you're doing.
Cool. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, 804-549, talk to Temple, make it brief.
Oh, it's my turn now. That's good. Hey, Temple, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. Look, Temple, I just need you to do something for me right quick, right? My girl told me today, she said, baby, I got to cheat on you. I said, why? She said, you know, my boo going to be on the radio. I said, who? She said, Temple. I said, all right, you ain't even going to call up there. You shy. You ain't going to call up there. You ain't going to talk to her. So I told her I was going to get you to say her name so she can, you know, give me a little bit extra love. She been nice this week, so I got to do
it. What's her name?
Her name is Shanice.
Shanice?
Shanice.
S-H-A-N-I-C-E. So you want me to say her name right now?
Yeah, you girlfriend number
you
two. Shout out. Nah, shout her out.
My girlfriend, but I'm girl, your girlfriend.
But look, I appreciate that. I appreciate what you do. I loved your movie. If I was your girl, you know, I'm going to follow you now. I mean, I ain't know, you know, all this stuff about you and stuff like that. So I was listening to these ladies crying tonight and stuff like that. So I'm gonna listen to your music and follow you and all this stuff like that, and I appreciate you for giving me extra points for my girl.
No problem.
Nice.
No problem. Appreciate you calling in. Giving me extra.
I gotta go back to work, y'all. And Casey, I love what you do too, man. Like this Aries cross. I know I be in your inbox every day, but you know what? You inspire me to just, you know, just be a better person. Like, you got a great sense of humor. Like, I love what you do. So, you know.
Thank you so much.
Both of y'all, keep rocking with your cock out. I got to go before I get in trouble and get fired. All right, later.
Hey, thank you. That was awesome. All right, we got three more callers. 843-409. Talk to Temple. Make it brief.
Hi, Casey. This is Chandra. She walks. How are you?
All right, you sweetheart.
I'm good. Casey, you know, first I got to acknowledge you and shout you out. You're doing your thing. I'm proud of you. You're exposing the people that are doing the positive things in the lesbian community. You and I are going to do that together, but I'm so, so proud of you. And keep doing what you're doing on Facebook. People are going to complain regardless. Remember, when people stop talking about you, that you have something to worry about.
Thank
Temper,
you.
I am a very
well,
big supporter of yours. You and I have talked already about trying to get you down here to do a couple things. I'm not calling to cry on the phone or hold up time because everybody wants a chance to talk to you. But I just want to let you know that you're blessed, and your blessings are flowing onto other people. There are a lot of younger lesbians here in South Carolina that really look up to you and support you. Just want to say keep doing what you're doing. Stay prayed up, and God's working magic through you.
Thank you. I appreciate that a lot.
But y'all have a great night. That's all I call for. In case I wanted you to know that I do support you. I try to stay awake tonight just to support you. But I'm going to bed now, guys.
All right, now.
Thank you for
talking
to
you
have a good
week,
one.
Okay? Yeah, you and I got to talk this week. I've been dragging trying to get everything done, but you and I got to talk this week. So I'll reach out to you this week.
Yeah, I know. I already know you got me. I got you, too.
You know, I got you. It's been hectic. This issue is going to be really hectic, but you and I have talked this week.
We'll talk about it, baby. Get some sleep.
All right. Good night, guys. Have a good one. Be blessed.
All right. Area code 816-257. Talk to Temple.
Hey. All I call to say in person, I just lick you from head to toe. That's it.
That's
my girl Dana Casey. This is D'Angelo Ray, your Facebook friend, and we chatted about cancers. Yeah, but Timber, you need to come to Kansas City for real though.
That's my first request. Okay.
That's what they're doing. They're requesting her in these whack-ass cities, but you need to come to KC, though.
Oh.
You come to KC.
We're going to make that happen.
Make it happen. ASAP.
I won't miss a spot.
Casey. Okay. Casey, pull up the Facebook. Pull up the Facebook. Tell she can see. She ain't fucking with no ugly bitches over here. It's oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh. You want to say hi to Temper with her sexy self?
Okay.
Temper sexy. Oh, my God. I had to put Dana up on you because she was sleeping. But keep doing your thing. Keep doing your thing. You make some moves out here. Keep doing your thing. We real proud.
So fun.
I appreciate that a lot.
She want to lick you. Dana want to lick you. I just want to kiss you. She can lick. I just want to kiss. Hey. That's all. It's more personal when you lick. I'm telling you, Temper, if you ever come to KC, they only get to have you for like 2 minutes because I'm going to have to steal you.
Girl,
you ain't going to be able to. No, not
I got worried about getting kidnapped.
Whipped cream, some chocolate,
little honey,
little chocolate,
little cherries. How that?
All down.
Temper, come on to KC. We got you. We got you. We at work. We've been waiting for the other girl to get off the line while she's crying, telling her life story. That's cool that, you know, you hit people on personal levels, and that's great, you know what I'm saying, which is music does that to all of us, but
you
damn.
Know what
I'm saying
to me.
Right. I want to get in to let Temper know what she's doing to us.
Okay.
That's all we trying to do.
You my visual when I'm having
fantasy. We off the hook. But keep doing your thing now.
Are you blushing?
She blushing.
She's just talking about wide open this shit. Yeah.
She's smiling. She got that beautiful smile going. I hear it.
Girl, just give me one night. I'm telling you, it's a night.
I'm gonna need more than one night. She gonna be able to go home.
She can go home.
No, she can't
go
home.
One night.
Uh-uh.
I couldn't be with her because I have to fuck some bitches up. No,
we have to fuck a lot of bitches up.
Oh man.
We are crazy. But keep doing your thing now, for real though.
I appreciate y'all calling in.
D'Angelo and Dana. But make sure you put KC on your list of cities to come to. You know what I'm saying? They throw events and stuff here, you know what I'm saying, like KC do out there in Virginia and shit. But, yeah, definitely come. Definitely come.
Please, I'm with it.
We're going to be front row.
Yes.
Fuck that. No, we're going to be on stage. We're going to need it. Yeah, they're going to throw me out. They're going to be like,
Temper,
yeah, I'm like,
As soon as I fly down there, y'all, I'm so mad I had to work.
That's
one of the favorite
lines. And I don't miss my money, baby, but I miss my money for you.
Damn, for real. Man, but yeah, come on to KC, Temper. We waiting on you.
I'll make it happen.
Thank you.
We love you, Temper.
Love y'all back.
Y'all have a good night.
Oh, Lord. You know what it reminds me of? You remember that movie Bap? You remember the movie Bap? With Halle Berry. What's the other girl name? Man, that was funny. That's real. Whew, y'all got to call every night. Call every night, girl. Lord, we need that. I'm so sorry.
Woo!
Man. 3 had 3. 313-247. Talk to Temple. Make it brief, baby. Make it brief.
313. That's Detroit, too, right? 313.
Yeah, Detroit. They hung up. All right, area code 813-325. Talk to Temple. Make it brief, baby. Hello? 81. Okay, they hung up, too. All right, area code 202-413. Talk to Temple. Make it brief, baby.
I thought you were going to give out my whole number. I was about to say, hold up.
I ain't going to be like that.
Hi, Temple.
How you doing?
Fine, and you?
I am wonderful.
Okay, I just got, I didn't call to ask a question. I've actually been listening to this whole 2 hour whatever, and it's amazing. So big ups to you because you took it like a pro because some shit was ridiculous. I just wanted to say I love you and I love your music, and I think my girlfriend hates you, but that's fine.
Tell I love her too.
I bet she loves your music. I mean, we have the song of yours, Stolen Moments, that we both love, but she can't stand to see me look at you. I don't know. That's because she cut her dress. But anyway. I just wanted to let you know that. I let her know.
Okay.
But thank you so much.
I appreciate
you. Oh, yeah. Okay. Can you follow me on Instagram back? Because I see you follow me on Twitter, but you won't follow me on Instagram.
Hold on. I followed you on Twitter.
Yeah.
But I ain't following you on Instagram. I'm sorry.
Why?
Hold on. Let me get on here now.
Like, I know this childish, but still.
What's, I know you petty right now. It's okay. What's your what's your Instagram?
Beauty is her name. 828.
Beauty is her name. 828?
Yep. It ain't spelled no off the wall way spelled how it's supposed to be spelled.
Okay. I'm a boss shit, perfectly bad.
That's me.
Virgo, I got you.
Thank you.
No problem.
All right, have a good night.
All right, you too.
All right, 267. 521, talk to Tampa. Make it brief, baby.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hi, Tampa. How are you? I'm
from
Philly. I'm one of your Instagram followers. 44 and loving it. Wonder now when you come to Philly.
You know, somebody had contacted me in regards to Philly, but they never followed through with the deal. So I don't know if they're going to reach back or not. But hopefully soon.
Okay, I'm gonna try to make it to Atlanta.
But okay, it's gonna be live in Atlanta. That shit better be live.
I know. I think I'll try to make it to Atlanta to meet you. So I do follow you on Instagram. Saw a couple of your YouTube videos or whatever.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm loving it. Okay, nice to meet you.
Thanks for calling in.
All right. If anybody wants to talk to you, better press that 1. Alright. We got one more call ask right now. Area code 253-341. Talk to Temple and make it brief.
Why I gotta make it brief, KC?
Don't kill me,
KC.
Well, you know
why
what?
You
the thing you're the last caller. So,
but you know who this is, right? You do know.
I might know who it is. Tell me who it is.
I'm always fucking with you. I mean, am I supposed to say that on radio?
You can say fucking with it.
Oh.
Fucking.
And this is Sin from Washington.
I know who you were, girl.
You better know who I am.
Hey,
Temper.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm the one that hit you up from Famming Team Pretty P Northwest.
Pretty P Northwest.
Yes. Well, Fam Inc. is our business name, and then there's Team Pretty P Northwest.
And I emailed you, and you sent me an email back, and I just want to let you know that we ain't forgot about you. We just got some little things going on right now. So we are still trying to get you out here to the Pacific Northwest.
Whenever y'all are ready.
You know, so, but I want to also know why you're not following me on Instagram or whatever else I'm on.
Because, you know, the way my life is set up. What's your on Instagram?
My Instagram is Fam Inc. Team Pretty P Northwest.
You said Fam? That sounds long, girl. That's probably why. Okay, you said Fam Inc.
Team Pretty P Northwest.
Team Pretty P. What made you sit there? Okay, hold on. Pink, Pretty. Northwest. What made you type all that shit in there? What are you doing?
Well, because we're family.
I don't see it.
That's the name.
You gotta go a letter at a time.
Like Frank. F like Frank. A. M like Mary.
Uh-huh.
I. N. C.
Uh-huh.
And then Team Pretty P.
Who?
Team Pretty P.
Dang. Okay, I missed all of that.
How you? Lord have mercy.
Team Pretty P.
Yes, Team T-E-A-M.
I know I spelled team.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm, excuse me, temper. I apologize.
Team Pretty P.
And then Northwest is N-W.
N-W.
Yes. You should find
it.
See,
you said Northwest. Like, I suppose to know it was just N-W.
Well, if you were from the Pacific Northwest, then you would know. But you're not from this way. Let me stop messing
I'll
with you, Kemper. I'm always messing with them guys, so, you know. So,
all of them, yeah.
We got a Facebook, too, so, you know. But
Facebook,
I just want to tell you.
I don't know what the hell I did with my Facebook, but it's all fucked up right now. Like,
I don't think I'm on your
Facebook. Yeah, it looks like
anyway.
A business page, strictly.
Oh, that's something that Milan was telling me the other day, that they made hers into a business page. Because once you got so many followers, you don't have a normal page. And that's what Milan was saying. People thought they was being kicked off of her page. So I was So then she had to go in and make a new page so that way she can still interact with her fans. So you may have to do that too because, you know, how are we going to interact with you?
You know, I wanted to kind of deactivate that anything. I mean, anyway, it becomes overwhelming. See, whoever you just mentioned, she has a team. Like, I don't. It's just me. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it becomes overwhelming after a while.
Right, I got you. I can understand that because she's got her own production company and all that stuff. So, actually, Milan goes under herself. When I talked to her on the phone, she was telling me she goes under herself. But, you know, that it's not all the time. So, but I did just want to say that I like what you do. Love your movie, If I Was Your Girl.
Mm-hmm.
The series, If I Was Your Girl, I was all in it. And your music is cool, too. So, you know, I just wanted to let you know and just let you know we're still thinking about you out here, and we are doing our best to get you to come out here.
Okay. I'm ready whenever y'all ready.
All right. So it was nice talking
right.
to you. I'm glad you're following us finally. Casey, you know what I'm waiting for.
What you waiting for, girl?
My mambo sauce.
Yeah, I'm in Virginia. You got to talk to Chopper about that.
I'm mad at Chopper still. Don't you know me and Chopper always argue? Don't you know me and Chopper? Me and Chopper is always arguing. She already knows. Chopper knows. Mm-mm. I'm not trying to talk to Chopper right now. She even got on my nerves. So you just, but Temper, you know what? You wouldn't hear me talk about you like that, like I did Chopper. Because Chopper I want to punch her in her eyeball. But
don't listen to
her to death. I love me some Chopper. I do. I really do. But you know how us femmes are. We get a little emotional. But, again, Temper, it was really nice talking to you. I'm working my damnedest to get you out here, so we're going to do
okay.
this. Hope maybe for our anniversary. We have our anniversary coming up in September, so that might be something we might be able to look forward to. So So, but I will hit you back up when we know. And I guess that's it. You said I was the last call, so I'm glad I called in when I did. You changed the time on me, Casey. I'm in Washington State. Do you know that it's only 8 o'clock here?
Yep.
And you changed the time on me? So I'm like, okay, you started at
8 o'clock. I did a poll. I did a poll on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. I laid out 8 to 10. I laid out 9 to 11, and I laid out 11 to 1. Everybody picked 9 to 11. So, you know, I just wanted to make sure that it was fair. I'll probably just change it again within the next couple of months. But I want everybody to be able to get a chance to listen to it. Definitely don't want to single nobody out. You feel what I'm saying?
Right. So 9 to 11, that's Eastern time, right?
Yeah. But we're at,
that means that's
6
o'clock my time.
Right.
Lord have mercy. That'll be 6 o'clock my time. Okay, I got it. I'll make sure I'm on it so I can call and message you guys some more.
All right, sweetheart.
All right. Well, Temper, I will be talking to you soon.
All right. I appreciate you calling in.
You're welcome. And bye, Casey. I'll talk to you later.
Me too, sweetheart. All right, Temper, before we go, before we hang this thing up, I want you to let everybody know how they can get in contact with you, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, or your social media networks.
Facebook is full right now. So, but y'all can follow my fan page. I do, you know, see a lot of things on there. Temper3K9 on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram, Temper3K9. And on Twitter, Temper3009.
All right, Temper, I think everybody wants to know your next upcoming events so they can prepare to come and see you. So go ahead and jot down the next.
I'll be in Houston, Club Oz, August 9th. I'll be in Richmond, Virginia, August 16th. And I will be in Atlanta August 30th. There's a couple of more. I'll most definitely be in Nashville, Tennessee, September 24th. I'll be in Indiana October 4th, Indianapolis. So, shit, I got a couple of events coming up.
All right. Temple, I just want to thank you for coming on She's On Radio. Definitely can't wait to see you in 2 weeks in Richmond, Virginia for She Pride 2014. Definitely waiting on that. You know what I'm saying? You know, I just want to thank you for, you know, a lot of people tonight showed you how much of a great person you were. I know because I've met you in person. You are a humble person. You are a great person. And I just want to let you know that I'm proud of you. And I want you to keep doing what you're doing. Keep drinking them buzz balls, right? You know, slide me on a plane. You know?
Man, I might have to, you know, all I do is carry on. I might have to do a baggage claim for that shit, man. Get y'all in the tune.
Exactly, man. Like, for real. Like, I'm tired of going on your Instagram and seeing them balls and everybody like, they so good. I'm like, well, you got my people over here. Like, tell Tipper, put something on the plane. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Like, for real. You know, like I was saying, man, keep doing you. And as far as you getting mainstream, like you said, man, patience is a virtue. It's going to come to you. And it's up to us people that's listening to She's On Radio right now. It's up to us. Push her to the next limit. You hear what she said?
Yeah,
she's a one-man thing.
Help a sister out.
You know what I'm saying? You know some people. Matter of fact, all you got to do is tag BET or something. Just tag them. Like, let them know, like, you need to get her on your airways. You already know. It has been done. What's that thing on 106 and Prop Man Temple? You need to go on there. Freestyle Friday. Push her. Let them know. Like, come on. Come and holler. This girl's it. Y'all let them know, man. Come on now. All right? I want to thank you, Temple, for calling, man. Definitely. I'll see you the 16th, baby.
All right, and I'll see you soon, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
All right. No problem.
All right. Ladies, Monday, I don't know if y'all know about District Heat. We're going to have Chris from District Heat, a.k.a. Complicate. Tuesday, we're going to have Mook, the host, from Studville TV, also known as Logan, you know, the big CEO. We're going to have her on Tuesday. Wednesday, Mr. Heat, the ladies' man, Ali, will be in the building, definitely. So next week is definitely going to be a power week. If you don't know about She Pride 2014, we're going to have Temper that just was on the line, Juice Box, Look Alive, Poison, Face. We're going to have so many people in the building. It's definitely one of the biggest lesbian prides in the nation. You still have time to get tickets. It's 2 weeks. A plane will get you here. All right? We got host hotel, all at www.shepride2014.eventbrite.com. My name is KC. You can follow me / KC SheZone. KC Team SheZone, all social media. / KC Team SheZone. I throw events all the time with all your favorite artists. You want somebody, I would get them here. That's how I do, baby. You want somebody to come on She's On Radio, I would get them here. Inbox me. I will make sure that they come on here. It's all about support. We support everybody on this radio. Just like Temple said, man, you got to do you, man. You got to do you. All right? Do you and make sure everybody just do you. You feel me? Thanks to all the callers that called in. The new time is 9 to 11, Monday through Wednesday. Lock this number right here, your phone, under She's On Radio. Call it, 9 p.m., you're on. Love y'all so much. Holla.